Welcome to the Workplace Minute from H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. Last week, the February jobs report came out and it showed a stunning 678,000 new jobs added in February, which trounced most economists' expectations for the month. And the headline unemployment rate ticked down to 3.8%. That's just 0.3% off the pre-pandemic all-time low at 3.5%. And the labor force participation rate rose slightly to 62.3%. Now, that measure has been crucial for tracking the labor shortage, as it shows whether Americans are rejoining the workforce or still staying on the sidelines. And while jobs and payrolls have rebounded rather quickly as the pandemic has eased, labor force participation has been much, much slower to rebound. Most economists think an improvement in labor force participation will be required to counter the ongoing labor shortages in most industries and bring the country fully back to employment levels before the pandemic. Now remember, despite these great numbers in February and revisions to the prior 2 months also to the positive, we're still about 2.1 million jobs down from prior to the pandemic. And finally, hiring in February was broad-based across many, many industries. Leisure and hospitality counted for 179,000 of the new jobs. Restaurants added 124,000 jobs. Hotels created 28,000 jobs, all showing as the Omicron wave eased and more places reopened and more Americans felt comfortable getting back out in the world, that these industries would rebound. Now, that sector is still down, though, about 1.5 million jobs from prior to the pandemic. But signals are showing that it's likely to continue to rebound, and some economists estimate we'll be back to recovering all the jobs that were lost in the pandemic sometime in midsummer or early fall of this year. We'll continue to follow the labor market trends on the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.